You are not alone in this room. Hey, I'm glad you're here. I know you probably didn't plan to be doing this. Nobody plans for this. You didn't raise your hand and say, "Yes, I'd like to spend my days caring for someone I love while my own life keeps moving." And yet, here you are, showing up. Every single day. I want you to hear something, and I need you to really let it in. What you are doing is one of the most profound things a human being can do for another human being. I'm Kim Perry. I'm a nurse practitioner, and for years I worked in hospice. I sat at bedsides. I talked with families in the hallways of hospitals and the living rooms of homes. And since then, I've worked alongside caregivers navigating every kind of hard. Stroke recovery, chronic illness, dementia, decline. The faces change, the love doesn't. And what I saw over and over again was this. The caregiver, the person doing the hardest work, was also the most invisible person in the room. You're the one who rearranged your whole life. You're the one who learned how to give medications, manage appointments, navigate a medical system that wasn't built for families. You're the one who lies awake at night running through the list. Did I do enough? Did I miss something? Am I enough? Nobody was checking on you. Nobody was asking how you were doing. Here's what I know after years of sitting with families in their hardest moments. Caregivers don't burn out because they don't care enough. They burn out because they care so much for so long with so little support. That is not a personal failure. That is a systems failure. And it ends here. You are not broken. You are not failing. You are doing something extraordinary under impossible conditions, and you deserve support. Not just for the person you're caring for, but for you. So take a breath. You found this for a reason. I'll see you inside.